Call to order the regular meeting. This is the September 16, 2013 regular meeting of the Cheney County Planning Commission. Mr. Askew, would you please establish a quorum?
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Department office. Concept requests will be heard following the final vote. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
A lot of the minutes next, right?
Uh-huh.
I guess everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes. Did anybody find anything arrears in them?
I make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? First up is Barry White Motors.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Missouri Department of Transportation and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing development of this nature. Third, a current copy of the Missouri State Dealership License shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Four, if an on-site restroom facility is established or a connection is made to water, the property owner shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. If area-wide motors should employ more than two persons, an on-site restroom shall be provided. Number five, a self-contained wastewater containment system or port-a-john shall be provided and serviced by a licensed/certified waste hauler. A copy of the port-a-john contract shall be provided to the Planning Department office. The port-a-john facility shall be screened from the view of adjoining property owners and State Highway 248 by a privacy fence. Six, a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the area-wide motors business and the adjoining residences to the north. Seven, parking shall be provided in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Eight, normal business hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 9. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than automobiles. 10. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 11. Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 12. Prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. 13, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. And 14, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, Mark, you read that. You agree with all that, I guess?
The vegetation buffer, there's like 6 acres behind it that's wooded and grass. I mean, is that...
That's really
the buffer's in place.
Yeah. Exactly, and that was the staff's only intent.
The only question I've got is you've got there two persons on-site restroom shall be provided. Does that mean two employees, they have to have the port-a-john, or if there's only have the two, do they have to have that? I didn't really understand.
My thought, and of course this is at the discretion of the Planning Commission, but the applicant had really indicated that they wouldn't employ more than two.
Right.
And so my thought was if we had more than the two, that they would
have the porta potty. It's not.
I was looking at a porta potty regardless.
Okay.
And then if we end up with more than two, then a restroom with connection to Branson Municipal.
What's this property zoned at right now?
Well, it was previously a commercial
business on it.
Facility at one time.
Ben Delgado had all those,
It has been vacant for, I don't know what period of time.
A year and a half, maybe.
Yeah, a couple of years, maybe.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was, and I was wondering why we was coming back the second time for rezone a Division III back as a Division III.
I don't know. Perhaps because it was vacant at that time. I don't know. That's only...
That's a question we need to really come up with a good answer for, and not just on this one. I'm like you. I don't think we need to look at them.
We used to never bring those back, and once at a Division III was... That was it.
I mean, what's your opinion, Bob?
Well, on this one, normally if we've had something vacant, especially if there's not a building on it, but I don't know if it's always been consistent, honestly. I mean, I hate to say
it probably has not been consistent, but we need to make it consistent.
I agree.
Well, back whenever planning and zoning was being voted on, you know, he's a grandfather and all that. That was a big question. Same way with these small lots.
Yeah.
And we seem to be getting away from that by coming back here now and rezoning. And I don't know where this is one that...
If it was a special use permit, it would expire. But I don't know what the permit was. I don't remember.
But really, my problem is... I just can't believe that we're going to start approving businesses without a rest area. All the money that we've spent and all the problems that Taney County's had with sewer and building new sewer systems and everything, and now it looks like we're going to establish a prison here where if you got two persons or less, even though it's a business and got a lot of open 10, 12 hours a day and 6 days a week, and a lot of people there, we're not going to require a sewer system. And I just can't believe we're going back to that. That's what got us in trouble years ago. I don't have any problem of rezoning it, don't have any problem with the car lot there, but I think it definitely needs... A porta potty is something for temporary. We're talking about something that's permanent here. And I think it needs a sewer system and a restroom for facilities for the businesses that's showing up there and not send them off to somebody next door. I'm sure that's going to go over real good whenever they find out that they're being sent to use somebody else's restrooms. You're going to see notices on the door that this is for our employees and only. We've seen them before, and this is going to create more of it.
Well, I would make a recommendation, irregardless of the vote, that we make a note of this and we visit this issue in February. And where we'll have more time to discuss it and, as you say, get more consistent on it. And I think we need to do that for sure.
Well, number five indicates that there is going to be a porta potty on site, so there will be veteran facilities. There won't be any sanitation facilities, but there will be a restroom facility on site. And if it was a business that had he might have two customers an hour,
Or I might have two in a week.
Yeah. We're going to have up to 30 cars, so that's going to attract, that many cars are going to attract some lookers along that highway there. You got to have 2 acres to get a building permit for a resident, and you got to put a septic system in that's got to be tested, and in some cases, if the dirt won't approve, then you got to completely dig out your lateral and build a new lateral. And if a resident started out here and they don't have 2 acres, we're going to shut them down. But we're opening up for a business that's open 7 or 6 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day, without any facilities. I think we're going backwards because
the idea is for it to be a success and us to connect to city sewer and all that at some point. That's why that picture of the office I showed you and stuff is portable. It meets the guidelines to have a dealership license and everything. But we didn't go in there, weren't going in there to build a big, expensive office and stuff like that. Hopefully, if it's enough of success, we can do that and hook up to the city sewer and do all those things, which then will be required to pave the parking lot and have a big giant lit up sign and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that happens. But, starting out using just a little spot of about a quarter acre of the 6 acres, and like I said before, if a restaurant chain or something like that comes in and purchases the property, which is for sale, will be, gone probably within 30 days after it closes. It's been for sale for some time, so will that happen? They'll have to spend a lot of money on fill and everything to make it, hospitable for something like that.
Well, I understand the concerns about the restroom facility and being near the city limits, but on this type of project with a portable building for an office, I can't see how we could make the man do that since it is a county. Even though it's in the city limits, it's still controlled by the county. It's a county lot. If that changes and it becomes a permanent building, then we were looking at a city sewer hookup. That's the way it is here.
Well, it's one of those unique properties that if anything major ever is done, it will be in the city.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's one of those.
The city will force it.
Well, it'll be a restaurant or,
something big.
Something big. It's a $1 million piece of property.
I have to make a motion to accept it as the staff recommendations included.
I have a motion to accept as presented. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Two nays.
I voted no.
Apparently it passed.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Late auto service.
one of the first things is Mr. Layton has submitted his site plan, and the staff made that available for each one of the Planning Commission members. And the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, land grading permit for all disturbances over 1 acre, utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to the public rights-of-way and residential properties, and a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications of the lighting to be provided for the development. Second, compliance letters from the City of Branson, Taney County Public Water Supply District 2, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, an opaque privacy fence shall be erected between the Layton Automotive Service business and the adjoining single-family residence to the west. A 25-foot-wide vegetative buffer shall be preserved between the Layton Auto Service business and the adjoining single-family residence to the north. Four, a minimum of 18 parking spaces shall be provided for the Layton Auto Service business. Five, normal business hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Nine, prior to the issuance of Division II certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. 10. All light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. And 11. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days of the approval shall expire.
Mr. Layton, are you comfortable with those hours, quitting at 5 o'clock? A lot of people don't get off work till 5 o'clock, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, there's a lot of times that I hang around until 6, 6:30, you know, waiting on somebody to pick their car up. But sometimes you can't finish a car straight up at 5 o'clock, too. So.
Well, if we're going to change it, we need to change it now.
Well, your normal hours, I mean, it's
fine. What would
fine,
you like to have?
That's your business.
I've worked till 9 o'clock at night sometimes trying to get something done. I mean, you never know. I think 8 to 5 is sufficient, or 8 to 6 even. I mean, if you wanted to add 8 to 6, that would be all right for me on that. But
I think I'd be better for you because a lot of
people do too.
Have a lot of trouble getting there at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I would.
Well, that's, you know, that's a lot of it's just mainly you're giving people time to come and pick their cars.
Well, if it's in the decision of record, then they won't be calling us or Bob and say that guy's open and it's 6 o'clock.
But if you want to stay later and work on something, I mean, you know, that's
people in and out.
Okay, yeah, that's not like that'll a lot be of fine people with in me. And out. I got no problem with that. Yeah, I didn't think about that until you were. I'm just so used to that, people calling me up and saying I'm not going to be able to make it.
They just don't want to change.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be fine.
There was one back on the other first part of that, Bob. Talking about the vegetative buffer shall be preserved. In other words, the vegetative buffer that is in place now is adequate and suits our needs.
That was my thought. That was the staff's.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure on that.
There's one thing I'd like to see changed. This 27-foot driveway, I'd like to see it go to a 30 at least, and even a 32.
Well, that wouldn't bother me at all. Mr. Butler just kind of drew that, and he thought that was the normal spec, but yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Well, yet. Randy's on the road, and I used to work for the state, and it's easier to get in and out, and you don't have no holdups.
That'd be fine with me. I don't have a problem with that.
You know, isn't that right, Randy?
Yeah, you won't be able to have two-way traffic.
Well, we talked at one point about two driveways, didn't we?
Yeah, two driveways, and he said he'd go back to one.
Yeah.
Is the one driveway suitable for you? I think the one driveway is sufficient. Mm-hmm. With the parking lot as big as it is,
yeah.
It'll make the driveway a little wider.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Yeah.
And then we don't have two driveways onto this public road. That
mm-hmm. I'd say 32 foot would be...
You've already got 30 in there.
Well,
I can change it. I could.
Well, what everybody else thinks, but I think the wider and better off you are.
I think a good wide driveway is a lot better on the thing.
32 bucks.
You want 32, Ronnie? Right. Let him okay. Write it in there.
Yeah, I'm not got a problem at all with that. That's fine.
A couple more feet of cover, though.
Now, there will not be any way to get onto this existing right-of-way gravel road from your parking lot. We don't want people going in and out, or I don't, if you're in your business, out that other road onto B Creek. They have to exit out that driveway.
Oh, yeah. I thought at one time I might try to fix something up there, but if you guys don't want it, then that's...
Well, that's why we're going to such extents to use that stop sign that's already existing on that road.
Yeah.
I think you'd be better off for it to be isolated and that other people use the driveway if they want to, and you're not responsible.
It might save somebody from running off in the ditch they're trying to turn in if it didn't realize it. So, yeah, that I'm good with that. That's all right.
Well, the question in my mind have been satisfied on all this stuff, and I don't see any problem with it. I think it's a good project, and I'd recommend approval.
I'll second it.
It's been made and seconded. We approve this project as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
You got it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're done.
Yeah. Is there a representative here for Caldwell Motor?
Yeah. Caldwell Motor?
Yeah.
I
didn't see you come in.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, Caldwell Automotive shall be viewed as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit should not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Third, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Fourth, the existing entrance off of Delaware Road shall be improved, meeting the commercial access standards of the Taney County Road and Bridge standards. Five, a current copy of the Missouri State dealership license shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the Caldwell Automotive business and the adjoining residences to the south and east. Seven, parking shall be provided in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Eight, normal business hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday. I think it's actually supposed to be Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Nine, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than automobiles. 10, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 11, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 12, prior to the issuance of Division 2 Certificates of Conformance, the developer shall first present a Certificate of Occupancy from the Western Taney County, and that should be Central Taney County Fire Protection District, to the Taney County Planning Department office. 13, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leads the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. And 14, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Yeah. Okay, does Commission have any questions from the proposal?
You've got it kind of staked out where the cars are going to sit, and they're set plenty behind off the highway right away now. As long as they're back like that, it's not going to interfere, I don't think, with any sight distance.
I didn't see any problems with sight distance. I've seen where he had staked
yeah.
and also looked at the entrance.
What okay. about the entrance on the road, on the county road?
Correct. I mean, that's going to have to be upgraded.
Yeah.
See that? I've already talked to
you
about that.
Yep. And I dug out the culvert, measured it, and it is a 15-inch culvert, so we're going to have to extend it out about, I think it's going to be about 6 foot is what's going to be needed to be extended out, and I'll do that, no problem.
Is that suitable as far as sight distance if you come out that driveway out to the stop sign?
The driveway itself meets our sight distance. That's not a problem. It's just an upgrade to the width of just going to be commercial, so you've got to upgrade the driveway. We do that, you've got to extend the call.
Any other questions?
Well, there's another one without any restrooms in it. My same objection applies here. I just don't think we ought to be approving Division 3 for commercial business without a restroom.
Well, last meeting he indicated that he had the use of the Harris Mechanical.
Yes. That was why we switched it to a special use permit, because we didn't want that to be able to transfer to anybody else. I had already talked with Mr. Charles Harris for the use of that. Yes, sir. And it's
yeah,
on the property.
He owns the land, don't he?
Yes, sir. He sure does.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to accept it as it's written.
Second?
With the changes that Bob
put
in. Yeah.
I'd second that.
Excuse me for getting ahead of myself, but you had the hours a lot different than that last week, remember? I don't remember going to 8 on the upper end, though.
Yes, sir. We had actually talked about 8 to 6, and I just, the more and more I thought about it, I talked to Aaron, and I had asked them to see if we could change it to 8 to 8, and I understand that if that's not acceptable, but that was what we kind of talked about, because I don't think there'd be a lot, but I didn't want to fall outside of that area and then cause any problems either way.
Okay. That's all the question I have. I have a motion and a second to accept it as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right, on to the contest. Little Rock Traders.
Okay, and with this being the concept, of course, I've just put together some aerial photos, and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. This is the location. And, whoops, got to go get to the right thing here. And this property is located off of Painter Road, off of State Highway T here. And I've tried to zoom in fairly tight so you can see. For whatever reason, it doesn't show the property boundaries too well. But I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed at this
point. Hi, my name is John. I was wanting to do gun sales and gunsmithing at that location. I have an outside building out there, as you see. And I'll be doing the gun sales inside, but the gunsmithing and stuff on the outside in that building. And I'll be buying, selling, transferring guns from state to state and stuff like that. I got a license if you guys wanted to see it from the ATF, in case you guys wanted to see that. But that's about all I'm going to be doing there. I'm not going to be doing no gun ranges or nothing like that, you know.
What about ammunition?
I'm going to be selling ammunition, but not loading.
Where are you going to store that?
In that building on the outside. It has a metal roof on it behind the house.
And it's this building?
Right, yeah. No.
No, no.
To the right behind the house.
Okay.
It's a block building.
Can we just not see it?
There should be a pointer up there, John.
This is my first time here. There you are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a block
there.
Building.
Okay.
Like a 20 by 30 block.
And there's only one residence there?
Yes.
This is under a special use permit, Bob.
Yes.
He actually put residential on his application. Not residential. I got the right one.
I guess I'm not familiar where that's at.
I'm not located it yet either.
Down T Highway,
uh-huh,
and then Painter Road. It's about 3.2 miles on the right. And then it's on the left-hand side.
How far past the fire station?
Roughly a mile. Yeah, a mile and a half.
Painter Road's County Road.
There actually was a gun business there before, about 3 years ago. The gentleman that lived there, he had a gun business there too. He died. Then I bought the house 2 years ago, and been wanting to do the same thing since.
So your little block building is already set up for it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's actually where he did the gunsmithing as well, yes.
And it's pretty secure?
Yeah, it's 8-inch block. I mean, so something to go through that, I mean, it'd be pretty big, I'd say. But I'm not manufacturing guns. I'm not doing nothing like that either, so.
But you are you going to run this as like a retail office where you're going to have business hours?
Yes.
People are coming in. And
only by appointment, yes.
By appointment.
Because I have a job during the day from 7:30 to 5.
So this is basically a part-time?
Correct.
You're a part-time. And what would be your hours of operation, just like appointment?
By appointment only, yes. That's what I did with the ATF. And they were happy with that.
Okay. You have any other questions?
I'm good.
I guess we'll see you next week for the public hearing.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
No, for next month.
Next month.
Yeah, next month.
Randy, where's that at? Down Painter Road, T-50.
Pretty good ways down the highway.
What do you say, three from the fire station?
Mile past.
3.2 or something,
yeah,
down.
Yeah, mile past the fire station.
You're going back to where the Y is, where the fire station is at?
No, it's not.
That's right around.
Esther's house, because we did.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, you're quicker.
Sunday, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir. Sunday Joe.
And this is located off of went blank for a second where we
Lake
are
Drive.
Off of Lakeshore Drive, mm-hmm. And we've got the property highlighted here. And just did a north, south, east, and west view of it. I'm sorry.
Why is that line running through the house, that yellow one? Is that something else?
Oh, sometimes it gets distorted
by the time
you get a side view. Okay. A lot of times it's distorted, but I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
Okay. Esther's House of Redemption is a residential discipleship program for women with life-controlling issues, depression, sex trafficking, addiction, anxiety. It is a, like I said, it's residential, so the women will be living there.
Is this the one that's located by the old, what's the name, Jim? Old author?
Oh, Janet Daly.
Janet Daly, yes. She actually used to own that. She used to own both of those properties, that one there and then the bigger one.
Okay, I know exactly where it is.
She actually used to, the house that we are purchasing, those used to be her offices. So I believe at one time that was commercial property.
I don't think that was ever zoned. She
it
did
wasn't?
Use them for offices.
Okay.
I don't think it was ever. She
it
did
wasn't?
Use
okay.
For offices.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Somebody had mentioned that, so I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah.
I might remember it, I might not.
pretty close.
Okay. Well, this is this something that I presume there will be people on site. This is staffed.
Yes, it will be completely staffed, and we will also have a house mother on staff, so somebody's always staying at the house.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many people will be there?
We can house up to 8 women, and there will be a minimum of 3 full-time staff members there during the day, and then overnight we'll have a house mother there.
Will there be children there too?
No children. It's 18 years and up, so we won't have any minors, anything like that.
No mothers with children?
We will have mothers, but their children won't be part of the program. Usually, you know, we're giving the women a year to kind of heal, work through their life, and then be able to be restored, to be able to, you know, be moms.
How do they get into your program?
Like, how do they find out about us? Is that what you're asking? Well, we, you know, are going to meet with several different organizations. We're kind of in the process of that, meeting people through Jesus Was Homeless, meeting people through Nightlife. One of my plans is to actually sit down and talk with Judge Williams, because I know sometimes he gives women the option to, you know, receive help, go to jail, kind of thing. And we also are going to be working with other organizations such as Mercy Ministries, that is located in Nashville and St. Louis, for women that they don't have room for, or maybe they feel like we could better serve them. So we're going to be working with a variety of different organizations, as well as we have a website, so, you know, people can go online and find out what we're about, fill out an application. We have a very lengthy application process. You know, we won't just accept anyone. I will sit down with them, thoroughly talk with them, make sure that they want to receive help, because one of the things we're doing is the program is free of charge, and so the women must be serious about, you know, wanting to get help, because we're willing to invest in their lives, and we need to know that they're willing to, you know, receive that help.
And how is this funded?
Donations, possibly grants, just kind of depends.
So there's a need for that.
I'm sure.
There used to be a place called the Table Rock Freedom Center, which was very similar, and it closed its doors last year, and the need has just, you know, continued for that. And so there's definitely a need in this area for something like that.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for Cindy at this point in time?
I'm good.
Okay, Cindy, we'll see you first Monday or second Monday,
and it actually falls on Tuesday this next month. We've got a holiday that falls on Monday.
Right, so you guys and your holiday.
Birthday.
Well, good. Happy birthday. Hey, talk to your buddy over there. He may want to bake you a cake or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right. SBA structures.
And this is a telecommunications tower proposal, and we've got the, of course, the location highlighted here off of 265. This is the county line here. I don't know if I gave you time to look at it here. And this is the current site. For whatever reason, it didn't want to highlight this, but we've got a north, south, east, and west view. And then the applicant has also provided a site plan indicating the location of the current existing tower and the proposed location of the proposed tower as well. And I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant and
sure.
Explain what's proposed here.
My name's John Tyner.
Excuse me, sir, you're Mr. Holland?
No, my name's John Tyner. I work with Mr. Holland only in the Springfield office. He's up in our firm's Kansas City office. So. Made more sense for me to come down. But our client is the owner, SBA Communication Corporation. They own the property, they own the tower, and they lease the tower to
existing cell phone companies for antenna purposes. AT&T has approached us about making a 4G wireless network for Taney County to increase the wireless capabilities while maintaining still the phone and the voice and the voicemail and text services. The problem is the tower you see is at capacity. It can't hold any more. So the proposal is to build an existing tower just to the northwest of that, as shown in that the site, the proposed plan drawing. That'll allow AT&T to put its 4G antenna to the northwest. The only thing that's new is going to be the tower that's built right next to the other tower. All the other existing structures, as you can see, the existing shelters for the equipment and things are going to be maintained and used for the new tower. AT&T is going to move their existing stuff from the existing tower into the new tower, and it will give other carriers a right if they want to put up more wireless networks in that area to lease them. There's no would use all existing utilities, as they said. That's the proposal. I don't know if you have any questions about the location. It's shorter than the existing tower.
Take your pointer and point sure. Exactly where you think it's going to be.
I can't tell if is this the. I want to say it's right in here. If you can look, because the way the other picture was.
Yeah.
If you can go back to the.
Yeah.
This picture. This is north, and so you can kind of. I think it's easier, probably.
That's the only reason I kept going back to this
view. You have this
view.
This view. If you can go back. See on this one, you can see the.
Yeah.
Based on where the. I think that's the easiest one based on, I brought some copies. If you put this, it looks like, I think it's going to be right about in here, just to the, and use this existing, it's going to hook into this existing equipment storage area.
Well, it really doesn't look like that tower there meets the fall restrictions for these things, does it?
We don't really have anything specifically enumerated in our regulations as far as towers.
Is this the type of tower that'll go straight down, or is this one that...
It's if you could pull out... I don't know if you have...
Yeah, here's the...
It's a straight... This is the, it's just a straight circular tower that goes up, and then at the top, there's these... The AT&T tower will be right here, which is the entire tower is 195 feet. AT&T is going to go up here. These are not leased yet. There'd be capabilities for additional.
But if it
ones.
Collapses, will it collapse into itself, or will it fall over and fall down on the ground some on the side?
That I don't know. I'm not into the construction of that. I can definitely find that out for the next hearing. But I just don't know the answer to that.
I mean, even though we don't have those regulations, it'd
yeah,
be nice to know
it
that.
It would be nice to know, for sure.
Their house is close, you know,
yeah.
And the water tower.
Well, now that could be a bad perspective there, too.
It could be, yeah, because that tower looks like it's a mile
yeah.
high, but it,
it's
probably
it's so much
tall.
Harder to see on this.
Yeah, see, that looks like it's a little far. It's hard sometimes with
yeah,
those. As tall as those are, it's hard to gauge.
Yeah.
And that there's only one resident that close to it?
Yeah, that's really the closest.
I'm going to turn around north, south, east, and west.
Sorry, I've got north, south on this one.
Yeah, this is north. This is the closest residence, I believe. And then there's a residence very far south.
There's one quite a distance down south, way down
and all
here.
That property zone. By Mr. Hantwell, the trust, I guess, Mr. Hammond's trust.
So really those are the two closest residences. And that would be by far the closest. Whoa, wrong direction.
Okay, do we have any questions?
Okay. The only other, I talked to Bob earlier today and about the temporary, they did... We talked with SBA, and they would like to put up a temporary one during the construction, and I don't know the procedure for that. I brought some pictures. It's basically just a tower on a they just crank it up in the interim while the construction takes place, and even possibly, I think that the existing tower is pretty much.
I don't think we're into the construction methods of it.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know if there was any requirements we needed in the interim, and.
I think we're more in the permanent structure.
Okay, that's all. We just didn't want to be doing anything that we weren't supposed to.
Yeah, whatever construction methods are used, you're going to have to be approved by OSHA and all these other good people anyhow, so.
But putting up a temporary one in the interim, that's not, okay. We just didn't want to make sure that it wasn't a problem with planning and zoning.
Yeah. I agree with you, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll see you next month, Tuesday, the other month.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Any utility business?
I guess the only thing I've really got, I haven't had a chance to do a whole lot of research, but Ray was exactly correct at the last meeting. This new law that was adopted, there's been some legislation basically, or some litigation, I should say, that's ongoing, that's kind of put a halt, to, at least at this point, to that new law on cell phone towers or telecommunication towers. So
I think he's got a hearing set for the 17th of October somewhere in there. So everything's locked up until he makes a decision based on that.
I guess my question is, if they're going back in virtually the same spot and just replacing something, does that...
It sounds to me like
he's well,
leaving the old tower
exist.
There, too.
They are going to leave the old tower as well.
They're
proposing.
Okay.
Yeah, they're proposing a second
tower.
Yeah,
that comes.
that was
two what, right together, huh?
I didn't know they could do that, but I guess they can.
I don't
do
know
anything.
That was one of my initial questions. Was initially they had talked about replacing the tower.
I thought it was going down. That's why the temporary.
Yeah,
I totally misunderstood that.
And then they came back and said, "No, we've decided we want a second tower." So they are.
Well, we got two out here at Turner's.
So they're proposing it as a second tower.
Yeah, Rick's got.
They never built it, did they?
Yeah, it's up now.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, a month ago.
They put that up recently, too.
I was going to say, it'll take them long.
It's been
a little while, though.
We're talking about the air guns in the shop. They've been working on that tower over there with my house and my shop, and they're up on that tower with them air guns on them. You can hear them.
Yeah.
I can hear them talking over there on that tower. But that's a little different situation, I think.
Okay, I guess that's it. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I would make that motion.
Adjourn.